Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska's farm real estate values have once again increased this past season. Nebraska Extension ag economist Jim Jansen says those values vary depending upon land usage and location.
Annually, the Nebraska Farm Real Estate Market Survey and Report is conducted. We start surveying folks in about the middle of January every year, and we collect them through responses for the preliminary estimates up through March, early March. And then in roughly the middle of March, we publish what is called the preliminary estimates, which provides a regional summary on land values and maybe of more interest to many folks, regional cash rental rate estimates by region of the state. The regions of the state that we have reported are what we call crop reporting districts, or more commonly the agricultural statistic districts. In the past, I think there might have been things in popular media when they referred to crop reporting districts. But nonetheless, we typically provide an average by region, by type of land. And we also provide a breakdown for center pivot, gravity irrigated, dryland cropland, and grazing land on a per acre basis, in addition to the cow-calf pair rental rates on a monthly basis. In our survey pool, we tend to survey folks that work in the land industry. So this might include agricultural bankers, agricultural appraisers, farm managers, real estate brokers, maybe some folks that work in the insurance industry as well. But people that would have firsthand knowledge on transactions transpiring relating to the financing or towards the transactional value associated with the different things surrounding farm real estate exclusively in the state of Nebraska. Now, the USDA, with their survey, they do different surveys as well. On their survey, if I'm not mistaken, I believe in early August of each year, they provide a statewide estimate on farmland, which is an average between cropland and grazing land. They also provide a cropland value and a grazing land value. And I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I don't know if they provide an estimate for irrigated land values. I do know by county, they do provide an estimate for irrigated and non-irrigated cropland or dryland cropland, as well as grazing land on a per acre basis. As part of their survey, they are surveying actual farmers. They do not necessarily survey the people that work on the transactional side, similar to what the University of Nebraska does. I believe their survey might be conducted a little bit later in the spring and maybe goes into a little bit further into the summer than what we do with our survey. And the information we've seen published by them, typically we see the land values information get published in early August. The cash rental rate estimates come out usually around the 20th to the 25th of August. And then the maps that we have featured in our article, those usually come out sometime in September. I think this past year here for 2024, they were actually published, if I'm not mistaken, in early October for the Nebraska regional, the Nebraska county level cash rent estimates. So we have slightly different survey processes. We survey different folks. And with the University of Nebraska, we publish the preliminary estimates in the middle of March each year. So those will be coming up here in roughly about 2 months. And then we also survey, I guess it would be down to about a month and a half now or so. But we also publish the final report, which in addition to the preliminary estimates, gives a much greater snapshot on different transactional features related to real estate. It also has a lot of historic information. So each survey is an estimate. And we tell folks that they're a good place that you can provide insight on trying to see where some of the different trends are headed and give you some different ideas on how to think through some of these things. But overall, I would say that there was maybe somewhat of a mixed response, similar to what the university reported. There were some counties that were a little bit higher and counties were a little bit lower. But nonetheless, I think that the profitability of farming on the cropland side is starting to be reflected in the cash rents. And maybe some of the grazing land cash rents were up just a little bit as well. And when I say they were up as well, while cropland might have had more of a mixed response, grazing land here in 2024, we started to see a little bit better profitability outlook or expectations for cow-calf and maybe feedlots as well. And some of those cash rents get fitted into some of the features that we see identified as part of their survey estimates and work.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.